Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, it's Monday afternoon, it's nearly home time, and this is Scott Mills. All right, Becky.
Hiya.
Nice to see you on a weekend.
It was good, wasn't it?
Saw you on Saturday, Green Day gig. And our very, very happy competition winners, Grant and Laura, they won World Cup Weekenders. The prize, to come to the pub with us on Friday and watch the match. You would have heard our World Cup party on Radio 1 on Friday afternoon, which was random but brilliant. And then on Saturday, we went to Wembley Stadium. The guys got their own little kind of dressing room, which had all sorts in it.
That was amazing, their dressing room.
Every kind of dip you could ever imagine.
Do you know what sprung it for me?
What?
Was that I looked in the fridge. I know I shouldn't have done, but I was so excited for them.
This is our competition winner's dressing room.
Opened the fridge of their dressing room and they had an entire cheese platter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, any dressing room which comes with free cheese is...
Yeah.
I've never been in a dressing room like that before, ever, especially one with loads of cheese in it.
They were so happy. You'll hear what happened later on, but it was a really, really good day. So thank you to Grant and Laura, who literally had the time of their life on Saturday. That's a Green Day song.
Oh, I thought you were doing Dirty Dancing.
No. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. So many people spotted this over the weekend. It was Friday's EastEnders. See, we were holding our World Cup party on Friday, so we're kind of off the radar a little bit. But... thank you to everyone that emailed in. There's too many of you to actually mention. And also texted in to remind us that Jean has been cooking up something real tasty in the kitchen again.
You could maybe stay for your tea. Our way of saying thank you. I am making everyone's favourite sausage surprise.
See, people all up and down the country will be trying to make their own version of sausage surprise now. She carries on wheeling it out every other week.
Sausage surprise.
But what is in the sausage surprise? We still don't know.
I don't know whether to Google it.
I think it's like, it's Jean's secret recipe.
I come round and do it on your login so I don't get told off.
What, so you want to Google sausage surprise on my...
Yeah, I don't want that on my history.
Okay, cool. Do it. It's like the Colonel. No one knows what's in the sausage surprise.
Am I to do it now?
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, we'll play Kevin Rudolph and let it rock, and then we can try and find out what the recipe is. But thank you to everyone that's said that...
sausage surprise!
...was back on Jean's menu again on Friday. Cheers for that. Right, we've decided not to look up sausage surprise in a search engine because it'll ruin it, won't it?
It is, yeah, because then it'll just be sausage, because we'll know what's in it.
It's going to ruin it for everyone.
Someone said when you do look up sausage surprise in pictures, the second page that comes up is a picture of you. So I had to do that, and it is.
Why?
Nice picture of you and Russell Howard.
What? So when you look up images...
sausage surprise.
Sausage surprise. It comes up a picture of me and Russell Howard?
Yeah.
What is that about?
That's no idea.
No,
do you know?
No, I really don't.
Wonder what Russell feels about that.
I've no, yeah. Maybe someone should let him know.
Sausage surprise.
Right, it's Jonah Hill on the show today. Just after 4:30, we met him earlier. Big Hollywood star. He's in the new Get Him to the Greek film, which I saw this morning. Him and Russell Brand. And Diddy, who is absolutely brilliant. He plays Jonah Hill's boss in the film. I've never seen Diddy in a film before, obviously, but made for that role, 100%. Radio 1
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Do you want to know more about football than you do at the moment? Like me? How about getting some tips from a 14-year-old? That's what I do every day. Hey, Lloyd.
Hey.
You're right.
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. You missed the party on Friday. It was banging.
Was it good?
It was, apart from the football bit.
But yeah, we'll skip the football, I think.
And because you weren't there, obviously.
Ah, that's a very sweet thing to say.
Nick Knowles turned up off of DIY.
Did he?
Yes.
He had a lovely jacket on.
Really nice.
I like Nick Knowles.
I do as well. Bought by his girlfriend, that jacket. He was telling me. Yeah.
It was like a sort of Woody from Toy Story 3 one with, like, tassels and stuff.
I've got one of those.
Have you?
Yeah.
Imagine, that would have been a wardrobe malfunction if you turned up wearing the same jacket as Nick Knowles.
Yeah.
That would have been awful.
We had our own World Cup party.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
Well, a lot of people came round and we watched the football. And then because it was really boring, in the middle of the match, we had our own Boo Boo's Whaler blowing competition.
I have to admit, Lloyd, it was so boring, the football.
Yeah, it was pretty awful.
Do you know what happened, Lloyd? Can I tell you something? At half-time, I decided to go home because I wasn't really understanding the football very much. And I rang Scott because I hadn't managed to say goodbye to him. And just as I was on the phone to him, I walked into the train station and there he was. And he'd also done exactly the same thing because he didn't understand what was going on either.
Hello. Yeah, where are you? Oh, hi.
And I was so embarrassed and then he'd done exactly the same.
So what matches happening today, Lloyd?
Well, earlier it was Portugal versus North Korea.
Oh, that didn't go so well for North Korea, did it?
No, Portugal won 7-0.
Whoa!
They got thrashed.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
And I got North Korea in our sweepstakes.
Oh, well done. Oh, I bet Kim Jong-il's turning in his grave.
Thing is, once they got to 5-0, would you not think, would you not think, oh, this isn't fair on the other team now, let's just, you know, kick back, not try so hard, but instead they thought, way, let's go for it. And
once it got to 5, if I was on North Korea, I'd be like, should we just go?
You were like that at your own World Cup party.
There's no hope of clawing it back then, is there? Okay, so that one, and what else?
On now is Chile versus Switzerland.
Oh, I love Chile. Don't you look, I haven't had chili in so long.
Con carne?
Yeah.
Chili does come from chili, does it, Lloyd?
Sorry, there's some fitties walking past. What?
Did you just say, I'm sorry, there are some fitties walking past?
Yeah. What did you say?
I'm glad you've got your eye on the ball.
I wasn't listening.
Are they in the car park?
Yeah.
Wind your window down and go, hello, my darling.
She just waved at Mum. Oh, she's waving. Hello, my darling! I don't think she heard me.
That was quite a forceful one. No. I was quite...
She's looking.
Is she gone now?
Yeah, she's
I'm
gone.
I'm not surprised.
Anywho, back to the football. So what have we got tonight?
Tonight, at 7:30, is Spain versus Honduras.
Ooh.
I was born in Honduras.
Were you?
No, I was born in Shrewsbury.
Were you trying to make yourself sound more exotic than you actually are?
Yeah, I don't know where Honduras is, but...
One thing's for sure, it's nowhere near Shrewsbury.
No, it's not.
Nah. Spain haven't been doing very well, have they?
No, they lost 1-0 against Switzerland last week.
Are they supposed to be good at football, Spain?
Yeah, they're meant to be the best in the world. They're expected to win the World Cup this year.
Oh.
And they lost their first game. They can still win.
So what are you thinking? You thinking that Spain will beat Honduras?
Probably. What do you think?
Well, I don't know, Lloyd, but to be honest, I need to say something. And you're not quite the football expert that you're supposed to be at the moment.
Why?
You're just not concentrating. There's fit girls walking past, you're shouting at them. You're not concentrating on the football at all.
I am.
Well, you're not, because I asked you...
I think
you,
one of them was wearing an England shirt.
Yeah, I said, well, Spain win, probably. I need solid answers.
OK, yes, Spain will win.
OK, good. That's more like it. Now, this could be a problem. I hear, Lloyd, that the England match against Slovenia is on at the same time as this show on Wednesday.
It is.
Lloyd, do you think there's any point in us doing a show on Wednesday at all?
No, no one will be listening at all.
So instead of doing a show on Wednesday, should we just put this noise out, do you think? And then resume a normal service on Thursday?
Yeah.
That might get a bit boring for 3 hours, though. I reckon we should have 3 hours of Vuvuzela. Yeah, much better.
Radio 1, Wednesday from 4. So people can watch the match and listen to that on Radio 1?
Yeah.
And you get double the horn?
Do you want to hear mine?
Yes. Oh, it's sounding more like the ones on the TV now.
Yeah, that was better.
That
I'm
was better.
I'm impressed with
myself. You should have blown it at that girl.
That was not just one of them. Seven of them. Good morning. There's no one around to hear me blow my vuvuzela.
Just you and your mum in the car.
Oh, hang on.
Oh,
there's people walking past. Oh, God.
Right, you really have lost interest now. I'm going to go.
No,
it's fine. Lloyd, I'll speak to you tomorrow and thank you for today's in-depth football analysis.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Blah, 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 blah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
A few people on the text a bit concerned that we're not actually doing a show on Wednesday. To them and to our bosses upstairs, we are going to be here and we will be doing a show on Wednesday. I think the one that doesn't speak is not doing it. Are you going to be here? We don't know yet. We can't confirm his attendance. But me and Becky will be here, that's for sure. And everyone in Scotland and Northern Ireland and Wales, who maybe don't care as much, will be here on Wednesday. It's all fine.
And we won't even have it on silent in the screen in the corner.
No, you'll have our full, undivided attention. Here's what happened. We met someone famous from Hollywood earlier.
Scott Mills. BBC.
Radio 1.
This is BBC Radio 1 and Jonah Hill is here. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you? Is someone on your phone?
No, I'm turning it off so okay. It doesn't distract us from our duty at hand.
Thanks for coming in today.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me.
How long are you in town for?
We leave in a couple hours to Dublin.
So you're doing hundreds of interviews, I imagine?
We do quite a few, but I like doing radio the best.
Why?
Because it feels more like you're actually just having a conversation as opposed to the television interviews where they're like 4-minute segments kind of, and you don't have a lot of conversational elements to them.
Well, we can definitely have a conversation.
Okay, great.
Have you been watching the football at all?
I haven't. I'm about to start because in America, there's been the NBA basketball championships going on in my team because I'm from Los Angeles. The Lakers were playing in the finals and we won. So this was a mighty big week for me.
Well done.
Yeah, I'm very happy. It's like if England won the World Cup, I guess, or whatever your football team you support won the championships, you know.
We're just thinking what we do on this show on Wednesday, because England are playing on Wednesday. It's a very important match.
Who are they playing?
They are playing...
He knows absolutely nothing about football. I will always look to that guy over there, the one that doesn't speak, for any kind of information.
Yeah.
I think it's Slovenia, Scott.
I was going to say Slovenia.
No, you weren't.
Well, I hope England beats Slovenia.
The thing is, our show's on at the same time, and absolutely nobody will be listening. At all. So, I mean, I understand you're going to Ireland now, but I was going to ask you, if you're free on Wednesday, just come in and hang out, because we're going to be
doing...
Because
no one will be listening.
It'll just be us, just having some jokes. It won't be much going on.
There must be a certain kind of freedom that goes along with knowing that no one will be listening to your show.
Yeah, I think
you should try some experimental stuff.
Oh, what can we do?
Experimental jazz. Just have some jazz musicians come in.
Maybe we just turn it into a country station for the
day. That's right. Just do the unexpected.
No one will know.
Yeah.
So I guess you're traveling the world promoting Get Me to the Greek at the moment.
Yeah, Get Him to the Greek.
Get Him to the Greek.
Yeah. No, it's confusing.
Do you want to go to the Greek as well, Scott?
I'd love to go to the Greek. Now, Russell Brand is in it.
Yes.
And Diddy.
Yes.
Diddy came in to see us a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
He is such a nice guy.
He is a nice guy. He is shockingly funny in the movie.
Yeah.
It's so unexpected because he is such a serious hip-hop mogul type of guy. You wouldn't think he'd be funny in the movie, but he came out and auditioned for us, and we were, like, blown away. So we knew we had a secret weapon with him being funny.
Did you actually make him audition then? I thought people like that just kind of...
Walked into the job.
You were like, right, we're
gonna... No, he called me. He had gotten my phone number somehow. Through the magical ways of Diddy. He's like the Wizard of Oz, kind of. You just, nothing you can put past him, really. And he got my number, so I'm a big fan of yours. I heard about this movie with you and Russell. Can I come audition to play your boss? And we were like, sure. And, you know, he is so famous, but he's never really had a big part in a big comedy before, so we had to see what he was up to.
Did you make him queue up like all the rest?
He was in the waiting room by himself with like all these other actors. It was really funny.
Going for his lines.
But there was a lot of really wonderful, high-caliber actors that auditioned for the part, and he just earned it. He was so funny. It was very unexpected.
Are you now one of his relations? Because when he came in, he gave me a Diddy name. I am now Leroy Brown.
I didn't get a name.
Oh.
I just got Jonah. Boring.
Oh.
Yeah, he did take me to Las Vegas, though.
He did?
Did he? Oh, my God, going to Vegas.
Yeah, he took me and my friends from university and high school to Las Vegas with him and his friends the weekend before we started shooting.
What was that like?
It was like the movie. It was. He did it in preparation for the movie, and it was actually like the movie. It was insane.
You probably didn't spend as much time with Sick down your shirt, though.
No, I did not. I did not.
And let's talk about Russell. Obviously, you knew him from Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Correct.
He is now famous in America as well.
Correct.
Has he changed?
I don't think he's changed. Yeah. I think, if anything, he's changed for the better. seeing him be in a relationship is definitely a very interesting progression that I've noticed.
See, there was a time when all those really hot girls in the film, yeah. he would have been... After the take had finished, he'd be like, hello, but all right, darling.
I'm aware.
Yeah, but he has he's changed in that way.
He has. He said, it's funny, it's interesting, have him ask you normal questions, like, about relationships that seem like they're from outer space to him, you know?
Aww.
You know what I mean? Like, he's grasping, really, like, what it's like to be in just a very stable relationship, you know?
Oh, I think that's really sweet. I love those two.
It is cool. Yeah, he's great. He's a man.
Is it true that when you were in London, he took you to a gentleman's club?
Yeah, he said, do you want to hang out after work? And I figured we'd get a cup of coffee or something. Mm. And we ended up at an establishment called Stringfellows.
I've heard of it, never been.
Yeah. No, yeah. I went there because I went to Peter Stringfellow's 60th birthday.
Yes,
do you remember now?
Yeah. Oh, so there's actually a guy, Stringfellow.
Oh, you're
Peter Stringfellow.
Yeah, you need to
He's quite legendary. He's got, like, sort of long flowing locks. Quite often just wears kind of leopard print.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, his establishment was, we saw it.
And what happens there? Because I've never been. What happens then? You put some money in a pot or what happens?
You just hang out. And look at women, basically.
And what do they do?
Well, it's everyone's always like, well, if you went there and they recognize you, must be awesome, must be great. But my experiences are they don't go, oh my God, there's Jonah Hill, let's give him a lap dance. They go, oh my God, I'm Jonah Hill, I'm going to tell him about my childhood for 45 minutes and ask how you become an actress, you know.
Damn it.
So that was sort of my experience. Not the rock star. They were excited to see Russell there.
So in the film, you play the record company intern who has to get a rock star to a concert at the Greek Theatre in LA.
Which is like a very famous venue in Hollywood.
Yeah. Now, we see record company people in action all the time, obviously, here. I don't envy them.
You don't envy them?
Not really. I mean, it must be great, you know, being with stars all the time. But having to deal with some of the tantrums and stuff must be
I would imagine it just totally depends on the personality of the person you're dealing with. I think if you were in charge of getting me from one place to another, it'd be pretty simple. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you seem fairly low maintenance.
Some of them take advantage of it, don't they?
Yeah, I think maybe depending on the personality type or who the person is, maybe it'd be more difficult to wrangle them in, you know?
What do you think your people would say about you? What are you like to work with?
I'd say pretty easygoing. Hardworking.
Mm.
Have you got someone that does your hair? Like when Diddy came in, he had a guy who was just like just brushing
I know
his
him.
Hair. Do you know? Was he?
Yeah, he's
did he
great.
Have his hair brushed like on the set? The special hairbrush guy, was he there?
Yeah, he's awesome. He's a cool guy.
I mean, have you heard stories about real life situations like the one that you are in the movie?
Yeah, I've heard. You know, my dad and brother work in the music business, and you know, so I've heard a lot of stories. Just especially from my dad when I was younger. He was a tour accountant for pretty wild rock bands in the 80s.
Tell us a good story that you could tell at this time of the day.
I can't tell any actual stories.
No, I don't need
But
names.
He was on tour with Guns N' Roses when I was young, and he was their tour accountant and stuff. So he's just a very straight-laced, really sweet, nice business family man who was on tour with a bunch of wild rock stars, you know? So I really got the dynamic when Nick, the director, pitched me the idea that he wanted to write this for Russell, and I was like, oh, I can totally bring something unique to that, having heard all these stories.
So your poor dad is just kind of like a proper straight-laced guy.
He's an accountant,
wants to get the job done before you know it. He's got chickens in the bath. All that.
Yeah.
Wow. And probably worse.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now you're like...
Chickens are probably the least of your problems.
Yeah. Now you're a very famous Hollywood star now. What is the coolest, kind of most Hollywood thing that you've done?
I presented an Academy Award. That was really special because obviously it's like the Oscars, you know, the Academy Awards. And I'd say it's the most like surreal Hollywood thing I've ever done because it's like you get to go to all these parties afterwards. Mm. And at the parties, it's literally like all famous people. There's no one there who's not like a crazy, insanely famous person.
Mm-hmm. Who did you talk to that night?
Like anyone you could imagine. That's where I met Diddy for the first time, actually. And I was on the cover of Vanity Fair, which was another, that to me was a huge milestone, you know.
There must be a moment through all this, and that probably was it, or one of them, where you go, oh God, I'm really famous. Really famous.
No, now. You just feel like, the not famous person there.
Yeah.
That's more how I felt about it, was just like, you look around, and it's like, I mean, when I say literally like every person there was like, you know, like Madonna or like Oprah or something. You know, it just really was like these iconic figures just like waiting for the restroom or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like you're waiting to go to the restroom and it's like Madonna or something is like right next to you, yeah. Or, you know, I don't know.
Do you get like those really posh goodie bags? You know, when you go to something like the Oscars?
Yeah.
What's in them?
Well, you know, what's funny is the year I presented an Academy Award, the year before, they stopped giving those crazy bags because they were going to tax what was in the bag. So they decided not to give them. So I was like, all right, here we go. Jackpot. Like I would always hear stories like you get like crazy vacations or something like that. And it was like a TiVo. Which is awesome.
Yeah.
Which I used. I totally used it.
But not as good as the previous.
I had heard crazy stories about what was in those things.
Like what?
What I've heard was like a vacation or something.
Yeah, compared to like a Freeview box, it's a bit like.
Yeah, yeah. But no, but like 20 different, like a watch and like a vacation and like all this crazy stuff. And then I got a TiVo, which I was psyched about. I mean, listen, I'm fine with that, anything. Yeah, it's a nice gift.
Now, I've got a clip here, which I want to play, and this is you on Sesame Street.
Yes.
Hey, I'm Jonah.
Oh, and I'm Elmo.
And we're here to talk to you about the word mustache.
Yeah, mustache.
Tell them what a mustache is, Elmo.
Right, mustache. But, Mr. Jonah, what's a mustache?
You don't know what a mustache is? Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, take a look under my nose.
Mm-hmm.
You see the hair just above my lip under my nose?
Uh-huh.
Well, that, my friends, is a mustache. An awesomely sweet mustache.
Oh, yeah. Very nice, awesomely sweet mustache.
Thank you, Elmo. You know what?
What?
I can do lots of things with my mustache.
Oh, well, like what?
Well, I can smooth my mustache.
Yeah, very smooth.
It's so smooth.
Yeah.
I can curl my mustache, which is very fun for everybody. I can even brush my mustache.
Oh, really?
With this little mustache brush.
Aw, that's nice. Boy, Elmo wishes he had a mustache like Mr. Jonah.
No problem.
What?
Here you go, Elmo.
That is brilliant. Aww. Being on Sesame Street.
That's so cute.
Are you a fan of the mustache?
I love the mustache. I have a hard time growing one.
I can't really. Well,
how cute is Elmo? Come on. Even
really
listening
cute.
To that, it just warms your heart, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was so fun. I brought my 2-year-old nephew, my 3-year-old nephew, and he was freaking out when he met Elmo.
There must be some things you do like that where it's so surreal. You're like, okay, now I'm on Sesame Street. That's
Well, what's funny is there's a guy who's like holding an Elmo. You know, a puppeteer or whatever, who does the voice, is great guy, brilliant guy. But he'll talk to you, but you still look at Elmo.
Yeah.
Even when the guy was talking to me from down there, I still was just looking at Elmo as if it was Elmo talking to me. You know, it made you, I was like, I felt really dumb.
And did the guy that was doing the voice of Elmo, did he speak to you in his normal voice as well?
He was great.
Oh, I wanted to know that in real life.
He was such a sweet guy, and he brings people so much joy, and I think he appreciates that. You know what I mean? Like, he made a little tape for my nephew that said his name and stuff, and I think, like, he can do so little and bring so much joy to somebody's life. I think it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. What a top bloke he was. That was Jonah Hill, who's in Get Him to the Greek. He's been in 40-Year-Old Virgin and Superbad and all those films. Really nice guy. After 5 o'clock, you'll hear some more of our interview, and this is very exciting. He teaches Becky how to do better prank calls, because he used to do them, and
I'm rubbish.
Yeah.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Our guest today is Jonah Hill.
Scott Mills. BBC.
Radio 1.
Becky needs some tips.
Tips on what?
Well, I've heard that before you were famous, you made a crank call CD.
Yeah.
And Dustin Hoffman loved it.
Yeah.
And then he made you do crank calls for the family.
Yeah, yeah. He likes to hear me do crank phone calls. I still do them for fun. They're so fun.
Becky tries so hard to do them on our show. She loves trying, and it's all
that's
but
sweet.
She is the worst at it.
Yeah.
Then what? You just like doing them, but you don't feel like you're good at them.
Yeah. No. Can I play you
with just a concept and then go? And
yeah.
Then,
that's
and
kind
then
of
go
what
off
I
that.
Do. But
let me play you a little bit, if that's okay, Jonah.
Okay.
And you can, you know,
critique,
and maybe, you know, constructive criticism about how she can improve.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, is that Mark?
Yeah, it is.
Hello, Mark. It's Becky. Oh.
What?
No, she's trying to be somebody else there, but then said, hi, it's Becky calling. And then,
it's just I get really nervous, and then it all just kind of goes
well, can we
wrong.
Make one right now? We can make one, and I can show you.
Yeah?
Let's. Who are you going to ring?
You're in a restaurant.
Okay.
Restaurants are always the easiest practice for, I think. Because there's so much possibility.
Okay.
Because so many people come in and out every day of a restaurant.
Okay.
Try this.
Okay. Oh, I'm getting nervous already.
I know.
I'm not even going to do it. You're going to do it.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
Okay. But you can jump in if you want.
I'll just watch and learn.
If I give you a cue...
All right, here we go.
What kind of restaurant is it? Do they have sandwiches? I do this with my friends all the time.
Hello, can I help you?
Hello, I was in earlier with my nephew earlier in the day.
Sorry?
I was in your cafe earlier in the day with my nephew.
Just one second.
Oh.
Hello, can I help you?
Hello, I was in there earlier with my nephew. I'm extremely busy. We were in there earlier. My nephew dresses as Draco Malfoy from Harry Potter, and he left half his sandwich there. I was wondering if anyone has seen it.
He left a sandwich?
He left half a sandwich there. He wrote his name on it, Nicholas.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
I'll ask. Who did you leave it with?
Well, we left it in the restaurant, and I was wondering if we could come pick it back up.
Hang on.
Thank you.
Where was he sitting, sir?
He was sitting towards the left.
Towards the left?
Yeah. Hello.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Is it Nicholas?
Nicholas, says Nicholas on the sandwich.
Yeah, there's no Nicholas here.
No, I'm not looking for a gentleman named Nicholas. I'm looking for a sandwich with the word Nicholas written on it. It belongs to my nephew. I'm extremely busy and don't have much time.
No, we don't have it.
Can you check, please? Because I don't, you know, it's pretty important that we get it back. He's crying. Hello. Hello, I'm extremely busy. I don't have time. Hello.
Hello, sorry, he's serving at the tables. Can I help you?
Yes, please, sorry, I'm extremely busy, I don't have much time. I was in there earlier with my nephew, Nicholas, and he left half his sandwich. He was dressed as a wizard.
You speak up? This is very bad line.
I'm sorry, can you hear me, ma'am?
No, just have to shout.
Okay, I'm sorry. Should I shout?
Yes, please.
Hello, I was in there earlier with my nephew, Nicholas, and he left half a sandwich in the restaurant. We were sitting towards the left. He was dressed as a wizard from Harry Potter.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
I'm sorry, I'm shouting as loud as I... Hello? It wasn't the best one, but you can get the idea.
Yeah, I get the idea.
It just helps you think on your toes.
Mm. Yours are better, it has to be said. A lot
I don't think there was any debate in that one, Scott.
No, I really don't think there was. Listen, thank you so much for coming
in
today.
Yeah, it was great hanging with you guys.
Really,
thank
really good
you.
Fun. And go watch the movie.
Get him to the Greek.
It's on every bus everywhere at the moment.
Cool. You know what's funny about the buses? They have where my... I guess there's like a bolt that holds like the upstairs to the downstairs of the bus. And it's right in the middle of my forehead. Have you noticed that?
No, but I will now.
So it looks like I have a unibrow. On every bus, I was like, oh, so maybe it's like some Banksy piece or something that he like is giving me a unibrow. I don't know the political semblance behind that. But like,
yeah, I would like to say that you do not have one in real life.
Thank
like,
you. I appreciate
you now.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Ow! What's occurring?
A brand new week of Ow starts now. Sabina's still on. Hiya!
Hi!
Did you enjoy our World Cup party on Friday?
Yes, it was lots of fun, thank you.
It was. Did your friends enjoy it?
Yeah, they did. It was really cool.
Did you watch much of the football?
Yeah, we watched all of it.
How bored were you on a scale between one being not bored at all, 10 being super bored?
9.5 Well, they enjoyed it, but I spent most of the time kind of looking at the chandelier and nearly falling asleep, but they were cheering England on, so I couldn't fall asleep, of course.
Well, it was nice to meet you on Friday.
You should have snuck out with me and Scott.
You should have just snuck out like we did.
No.
It was nice to meet you anyway.
Thank you, you too.
And thank you for our little present. That was amazing.
Thank you.
Right, let's play the game. Got some situations for you. Just tell me what happened next.
Oh! What's occurring?
Sabina, you know Gary Pounder?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, you don't know him. He works here.
Oh.
He works at Radio 1.
Oh, okay.
He's the one that does the shutterbug dance for Zane Lowe.
Oh.
Yeah?
Cool.
Do you think, not that you know him, but do you think that Pounder likes a sing-along?
Yes.
Do you think he'd be the kind of person that, let's say, if someone rang him and then put him on hold, would he sing along to the on-hold music?
Yes.
Have you done that before?
No. Although I don't often get put on hold.
Okay.
I don't do anything.
Fair enough. I do actually sing along if it's a good song.
It also depends how long you've been on hold for.
Yeah.
Like sometimes if you've been on for like an hour, you're just like, ugh.
You forget you're on hold and then you just it's just music and it's just there.
If it's classical music, then you can't really sing along.
Exactly.
Can't.
And sometimes it is actually. Anyway, I called up Gary Pounder from our office earlier and I put him on hold. Would he sing along to the hold music? I need a simple yes or no.
Yes.
Sabina says yes. Becky.
No. Just to be different?
Let's find out.
Oh!
Here is Gary Pounder from our office, but will he sing along when I put him on hold?
Hello?
Mr. Pounder?
Yes.
Hold on, TV's Noel Edmonds here.
Hello?
Could you hold for a second?
Hello?
Please hold.
Yes.
Just a small town girl
living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere.
Mr. Pounder?
Yeah.
Sorry, I think I've got the wrong number.
Okay.
Hello, thank you.
That was that. See?
Oh, I love Gary.
Pounder singing along there?
Uh-huh.
The man with the best surname in the world. So, Sabina gets the point. Woo!
Yay! Oh! What's the kidding?
Next one. You know that volcano... Yeah, go on.
I was just... What were you going to say to him? Why was Noel Edmonds ringing him in the first... There's so many questions unanswered by that, Ol.
Sorry.
And I love the way Noel Edmonds rang him and he didn't bat an eyelid.
No.
Oh, yep, sure, Noel, yep. Oh,
hi, Noel, yeah. You know the volcano that caused all that trouble a while ago off of Iceland?
Yeah.
What's the name of it again?
The Icelandic one.
Yeah.
Galactopuraku?
No. Can you remember the name of it, Sabina?
Faintest idea, but it did stop from going back to school for 3 days.
Oh,
where were you stuck?
I was in Germany on holiday.
Oh, and you couldn't get back?
No. It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, the actual name of the volcano is quite hard to pronounce. All sorts of reporters on TV having a nightmare with it. But there was a documentary on TV about that volcano the other day, and obviously they would have to say the name of it. My question to you on this situation in Oh, What's Occurring? How many times did they say the name of that volcano on this documentary about the volcano in Iceland, Becky?
25.
Sabina?
18.
Let's find out.
Oh!
Here they are saying that hard to pronounce volcano on a documentary about it.
And this volcano, Eyjafjallajökull, is just the beginning. Eyjafjallajökull. Each time Eyjafjallajökull has erupted over the past 1,000 years.
Eyjafjallajökull.
Eyjafjallajökull. Eyjafjallajökull. Eyjafjallajökull. The Eyjafjallajökull volcano erupted. The Eyjafjallajökull dust cloud. Eyjafjallajökull. Eyjafjallajökull. Eyjafjallajökull.
The Eyjafjallajökull dust.
Eyjafjallajökull. The eruption of Eyjafjallajökull. 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 Ayafiatlayokutla is still smoking.
Whoa, 19 Ayafiatlayokutlas. Yes!
Yay!
Savina gets another point. You are unstoppable on this game.
Oh! What's a curry?
You know Jonah Hill? He was on earlier.
Yeah, he was.
He's a nice man.
Yeah.
Do you think he is the kind of guy that might spend an evening in a cocktail bar? Would he be drinking the cocktails? Do you think he's, like, sophisticated in that?
Well, you said earlier that he went to Stringfellows.
He did say that.
Yeah. So
I'm not aware. I don't know what they drink in Stringfellows. I don't know what the drink of choice is, really. Oh. Cocktail of choice. It's all fine.
Oh, good.
Gloss over it. Okay. What do they drink in Stringies? You've been there.
Yeah, I think it was cocktails, actually, at the time, yeah.
Classy.
So expensive we left.
Okay, so I asked Jonah Hill to name as many cocktails as he could in 30 seconds. How many did he get, Sabina?
Five.
Five?
Or six.
Which one are you going?
Seven.
What the? Seven now.
Seven, yes.
Okay, Becky?
Eight.
Okay, let's find out.
Oh!
Here's Jonah Hill off of films. Name some cocktails, isn't it?
Screwdriver, Sex on the Beach, Grasshopper, Long Island Iced Tea, Jack and Coke, Manhattan, Metropolitan, Cosmopolitan, Martini, Mojito, Daiquiri, Strawberry Daiquiri, wine, The Stranger, The Salvadorian Tea Bag, The Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Now, cool. I am not sure about some of those.
16.
60, you can't have...
Wine.
Wine is not
Why
a cocktail.
Not?
No. Or I think we should look this one up, because I don't think this exists either.
The Stranger.
No.
The Stranger cocktail?
Never heard of that.
The Salvadorian Tea Bag.
Never heard of that. And this is not one either.
The Sarah Michelle Gellar.
No.
No.
Any news about cocktails there?
The Salvadorian one isn't a one.
No. The Stranger?
Sarah Michelle Gellar just comes up with Buffy.
No. Wine? No.
Wine. Jack and Coke? That's
no,
just a drink.
That's a drink. Okay, so what were you saying?
Less than 16, but just enough so that I win.
Yeah, you get that point, but Sabina wins today's Oh, What's Occurring?
Yeah,
are you bored yet?
No.
Okay.
Your fan page is probably taken off on Facebook.
I have some bad news.
Oh no.
I can't come on Wednesday.
But why?
I can come on tomorrow, but not Wednesday.
What's happening on Wednesday?
I'm getting my braces off.
Yay! That's a good enough excuse.
That is fair enough.
Yay!
Do you want to come on tomorrow, or are you just bored of the whole thing?
No, yeah, I want to come on tomorrow. Yes, please.
We thought we weren't going to be on here on Wednesday for a while, because no one would be listening because they were watching the football. We decided to come in anyway.
Okay, well, we'll speak to you tomorrow, and we'll take it from there.
Yes.
All right, I'll speak to you then.
Bye!
Love you, bye!
Bye!
Oh! What's the curry?
I think that's slightly presumptuous of her, assuming that she's going to beat me again tomorrow.
It's a bit, isn't it?
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
So last week's World Cup Weekenders prize was to be at our World Cup party on Friday in the pub. The lovely Grant and his girlfriend Laura from Lincoln, they won. And it's fair to say, they had a really good time. They came down on Friday to the pub for the party. And Grant and Jake Humphrey, off of BBC Sport, tried to work out some... football mathematics.
If Slovenia win this game, so Slovenia won their first match.
They'll be on 6 points after today.
So USA will be on one.
Yeah, we'll be on four.
Slovenia will be on
if we
six.
Win.
Everyone will be on four, and
we have to win the last game to top the group.
Yeah. So if whoever wins out of us and Slovenia will win the group.
Yeah, but as it stands at the moment, if we win the group and Germany finish second, we've got Germany in next round.
Ah.
Just makes my head fizz that.
Oh, sorry, no. I tuned out.
Did you zone out then?
I didn't know what was going on. Someone was second. Someone was winning something.
Yeah. And also, I quite like Grant Easley because he's quite cheeky.
He says it like it is.
He does, yeah. Here's them meeting actual Greg James.
Can I just say, congratulations, first of all.
Thank you very much.
You've truly earned your place at the party.
Did you listen to it?
I did, yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah, of course I did.
Yeah, I did. Grant even told Nick Knowles that his jacket, his tassel-y jacket, maybe didn't smell the best. It did look like it smelled a bit.
Is it leather? Was it leather?
Yeah.
Slightly cowy?
Bit of cow. Mm. And they got to meet...
I think it might have been suede. Is that still a cow?
That is a cow.
Yeah, slightly meaty.
They met Dinah Vickers and randomly Ruth Lorenzo, who was there as well.
You're a big sort of Scott Mills fan, sort of thing. You always tune into him and stuff.
Yes. Half 7 in the morning till 6 at night. I listen to Radio 1.
Yeah, you're
for
9 years. I love Radio 1. It's great. I love it. Yeah, definitely.
I think Dinah maybe had a drink then.
Bless her. She enjoyed the party more than most.
You're a big sort of Scott Mills fan, sort of thing. You always tune into him and stuff.
Yes. 7:30 in the morning till 6 at night. I listen to Radio 1.
Yeah, you're hardcore. I love Radio 1. It's great. I love it. Yeah, definitely.
Go on, Vickers. Rawr. And then Saturday was the main event. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. Grant and Laura got to meet actual Green Day.
Hey! How are you?
Yeah,
nice to meet you, I'm Laura. Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Hey! Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Did you try the guacamole? Did you try the guacamole?
Not yet.
They had this dressing room backstage so they could look nice for when they met the band, and there was all sorts in there. There was every kind of crudité that you could think of. And some guacamole.
I bet when she was thinking about what she was going to say and when they were going to meet, that he, one of the first things he said to her wasn't going to have been, did you try the guacamole yet?
Bit of a curveball, that one.
Yeah.
What's it like to play Wembley Stadium?
It's a nice, intimate gathering with just a few friends, a few of our favourite people here in London. Pretty amazing. Yeah.
This is one of the biggest gigs you do.
This is officially the biggest Green Day show ever tonight. So 70,000 people. So it's a big, excluding the festivals. Yeah. But this is for a headlining gig, this is the biggest one we've ever done. Yeah, I even wrote Wembley because I'm going to have it on the palm of my hand. I just put it because Wembley will be in the palm of my hand tonight.
Oh, that's not a reminder. Like, where the hell am I?
He had Wembley written on his hand.
Aww.
On the palm of his hand. The band was so lovely to Grant and Laura as well, so thank you very much to them for making their day like the biggest thing ever. They were loving it.
It's such an honour to meet you guys. I've been a fan. I saw you at V98, so like 12 years.
Oh my god, yeah. Yeah. That was a good show. That was fun.
It was awesome. Yeah. And the laddie in front of me, he went up on the stage, so that it was just amazing. It was so cool.
We got
That was with the Verve and Seahorses, yeah.
That's right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This t-shirt we've got here, Laura wore it when we gave birth to our child 7 months ago.
Oh, wow. So you guys made a baby. Yeah. That's great.
Oh, and they all signed Laura's t-shirt. And most impressively, they remembered the lineup to V98.
All right, have a
thank
good
you
night.
So much. Thank you. All right. Thank you. Good luck. Right. Thank you.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks very much.
Cheers again.
Thank you. Cheers. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Have a good
night.
Be good. Cheers, guys.
They've left the room.
Amazing. Amazing. Ah. Oh, it's amazing!
I feel a bit weepy.
I can't believe that just happened. Oh my god.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I really can't talk.
Bless them, our lovely, lovely winners. Thank you, Grant and Laura. Thanks to Green Day for making that day just incredible for them. Are you right, Becky?
Yeah, no, it was really it was so emotional. There was one point when me and the one that doesn't speak were kind of sat behind them, and they went outside and sat on to get ready to watch Green Day, and they were just kind of so happy, and they were just hugging each other. We both just had a big tear in our eye because they just deserved it so much. They were really sweet.
So that was last week's prize. This time on World Cup Weekenders, you can meet Joe Wiley and go to Glastonbury.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.